Service call. Gas furnace won't ignite, no heat. Field flow for a gas furnace that won't ignite. Follow the sequence of operation as a checklist. Find the exact step where it stalls and read the failure inducer, pressure switch, igniter, flame proof, gas instead of guessing. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what you'll see. Thermostat is calling for heat, but no flame. Maybe nothing happens at all. Maybe the inducer spins and then it quits. Maybe the igniter blows but no gas lights. A furnace ignites in a fixed sequence, and a no ignition call is just which step did it die on. Watch one full attempt start to finish and note where it stalls. That one observation does most of the diagnosis for you. If the board has a diagnostic LED, read the flash code first. It usually points you straight at the stalled step. Walk it in order. Follow the sequence of operation. Confirm the call and 24 volts. Stat set to heat. Set point above room temp. Verify 24 volts on W at the board. No call, no ignition. Start at the thermostat. Inducer draft motor. On a call, the inducer should spin up first to prove draft. If it doesn't run, check power to it, its capacitor if equipped, and the board output. If it runs but the sequence still stalls right after, suspect the pressure switch isn't closing. Pressure switch. Once the inducer establishes draft, the pressure switch should close and prove it. Measure across it. Won't close to blocked flue/intake, cracked or disconnected pressure hose, water in the hose, high EFF, a weak inducer, or a clogged condensate drain backing up on a condensing furnace. Don't jumper it shut to test. It's proving you won't dump combustion products into the house. Igniter/ignition source. With draft proven, the igniter energizes. On a hot surface igniter you should see it glow bright orange. No glow to check for the about 120 volts or line signal to the igniter and the igniter's resistance. A cracked HSI reads open or doesn't glow. On spark ignition, look/listen for a steady spark. A common, simple fix here is a cracked igniter. Gas valve opens. After the igniter is hot or sparking, the board energizes the gas valve. Confirm 24 volts at the valve at the right moment. That 24 volts but no gas to valve not opening, or no gas supply closed manual valve. Tripped meter, LP tank empty. Last guy left the valve off. No 24 volts to the valve to board or safety in the chain held it off. Flame proves and stays. Gas lights. The flame sensor proves it, and the main flame stays lit. If it lights and then drops out a second later, you've crossed into a flame sense problem. That's its own call. See the flame sense lockout article. Limit switch. A high limit open often from a prior overheat with bad airflow can block the sequence. Check the limit for continuity. If it's open with a cold furnace, it's failed or there's a residual airflow problem. What normal looks like. 24 volts on W. Present through the whole heat call. Inducer. Spins up promptly and runs the entire cycle. Pressure switch. Closes shortly after the inducer proves draft. Stays closed. HSI. Glows bright orange. Cold resistance is typically tens of ohms. Silicon nitride differs from silicon carbide. Go by the part. Gas valve. 24 volts applied at the ignition step. Manifold pressure comes up to spec once open, commonly about 3.5 inches WC for natural gas, about 10 to 11 inches WC for LP. Go by the rating plate. Lockout. Most boards retry a few times, then lock out and flash a code. Common faults and what they mean. Cracked hot surface igniter. No glow, no light. Reads open or visibly cracked. Extremely common. Handle the new one without touching the element. Pressure switch won't close. Sequence stalls after the inducer. Blocked vent/intake. Bad hose. Water in the hose. Weak inducer. Or a condensate backup. No gas supply. Igniter glows. Valve gets 24 volts. Nothing lights. Manual valve off. Empty LP. Meter issue. Or error in the line after work was done. Failed gas valve. 24 volts present at the valve but it won't open. Confirm signal timing before condemning it. Open high limit. Blocks ignition with a cold furnace if failed. If it opens during run, you have an airflow/overheat problem. Board/flame sense lockout. Tries and locks out. Read the flash code. A lockout after a brief flame is flame sense, not no ignition. Tech tips and gotchas. Read the flash code before you touch anything. It often names the stalled step pressure switch open. Ignition lockout. Limit open and saves you a guessing tour. Watch a full cycle with your eyes on the burner. The exact moment it fails. Before the inducer, after draft. No glow, blow but no gas, light then drop, is the diagnosis. Never jumper a pressure switch or a limit to make it run. Those prove safe combustion and safe temperature. Bypassing them can vent CO into the house. Don't touch a new HSI's element with bare fingers. Skin oils create hot spots that crack it early. Check the obvious gas supply. More no ignition calls than you'd think are a manual valve someone left off or an empty propane tank. Confirm the condensate drain on condensing furnaces. A backed up drain trips the pressure switch and reads as a draft fault. Safety/code notes. Any no heat call is also a combustion safety check. Confirm proper venting and intake are clear and intact, and that nothing's been bypassed. Verify gas piping and appliance connections are sound. Size and material per the fuel gas code/the mechanical code fuel gas provisions. Cite the section, never improvise the pipe. If you smell gas, find and stop the leak before energizing anything. Use a combustion analyzer to verify safe operation after a repair, and check for CO. Combustion air openings must meet the mechanical code section 701 sizing for the space. A starved burner is a safety issue, not just a performance one.